time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places. We have David first up. Mike, let's go ahead and put him up. Hi, David.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You know what? Fine as frog hair.
Yeah,
David, thanks for writing Dawn and coordinating with Mike. Go ahead and tell us your dating story, please.
Yeah, so I met this girl, Lauren, online, and we went to a restaurant in Uptown. We had some great ramen and sake. You know, we had a really great time, and like our conversation didn't feel like awkward or anything, you know. She was beautiful and funny, and I, you know, I'd really like to take her out again, but she's not answering any of my calls or texts or anything.
Okay.
Oh.
Anything weird happen on the date? Because, I mean, if she's not calling you back, something, you know, whether it was friendship waters or no spark or whatever, anything weird?
Yeah, I mean, not really. Like, the only thing I could think of is that, like, I was maybe underdressed a bit for our date, and, like, I think maybe that could be it. Like, because I met some friends afterwards, and they were just, like, making fun of me nonstop because I had, like, just jeans and a t-shirt. Meanwhile, like, she showed up just looking amazing, like, you know, heels, black pants, tight top, like, everything. Like, I, you know, I didn't say anything about it, and she didn't either, so, like, I'm thinking maybe that could be it.
Okay.
What?
How did the date end? Was there kissing or?
Yeah, I mean, we after we ate, like I suggested that we go take a walk around Uptown a bit. And she said no, that she needed to get back home to relieve the babysitter. So she ended up just ordering an Uber. I walked her to her car. You know, I thought maybe we'd have a kiss, but it was just a hug. And off she went. So, yeah, it was early for me. I ended up going out to the bar with some friends that night afterwards. And I texted her later and see if she wanted to go out again. But, you know, I didn't get an answer. And I've sent a couple messages since. And, you know, again, no answer.
Oh.
I grouped this in with a bunch of other scenarios a few seconds ago. But no concern or feeling on your part that you guys ventured into the friendship forest?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it didn't feel like that. I thought we had, you know, like a good chemistry. I thought it felt good on the date for sure.
Okay. Lex, anything else before we?
Ooh.
No?
Well, yeah, it sounds like you had a good time. I wonder what could it be?
Well, we're going to find out. So, David, here's how this is going to go. I know Mike already told you. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to hear everything that's coming. Now, Lauren is on the other line and has been, but she's heard nothing. All that she's been told is that we're going to ask about a date of hers, okay? So hold on right there.
Yeah,
we're going to try to get some answers. Thank you, David. Okay, we'll put David on hold. Mike, go ahead and put Lauren up. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. So I know Mike told you and that we are calling about a date of yours. You're live on the show now. And I know this is weird. And we are very appreciative that you'd be willing to do this for us. We get people that hang up on us on the weekly. So thank you. Lauren, we're calling about your date with David. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember going out with David.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It is our understanding that there hasn't been communication after the date. There hasn't been another date. May I ask you, was there a reason?
Yeah, I mean, I just knew within the first 5 minutes that, you know, we wouldn't be a match. That's it.
Was it the way he was dressed?
Well, I mean, he was underdressed for the date, and that was kind of annoying, but not a deal breaker. I mean, I just didn't feel a romantic spark, you know. I mean, I've been on these apps for, you know, a long time, and I go on a few dates a month, and I just really know right away whether there's a spark or not, and there wasn't.
Yeah, I've had that.
Okay.
You know, but I try to make the most of it, learn something new from whoever I'm you know, talking to.
Okay. So did you feel like you learned a lot from David or?
Well, he's really into fishing. And so I did learn something about that, you know, a few takeaways, like always use a new hook on your line or sharpen your old ones and, you know, make sure your lure is the same color as the water and how there's different kinds of fishing line, like braided and stretchy, you know, things like that.
Wow, you have a good memory.
You know, good practical advice, Lauren, right? I mean, use daily in life, yeah. And I always, yeah, that's my mom.
Fishing excursion.
I know, I make sure my lure is always the same color as the water I'm in. Lauren,
I think okay. I learned a couple of things there, too.
Yeah, I did, too. shiver me timbers. Okay, Lauren, here's the becoming clear with you, or getting clear with you, or whatever the hell I want to say. We have David on the other line, to be honest with you. That's how we got your number. I think you figured that out. Let's go ahead and put David up. He's heard everything. David, you heard what Lauren had to say. Well, first of all, say hi to Lauren, and then what do you want to say to all of this?
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
So, like, you knew within 5 minutes of meeting me in person that we weren't going to be a good match?
Yeah, I'm pretty tuned in, and I trust my gut.
I mean, it's just that, like, you seemed so interested, like, in my, like, love of fishing, and you kept asking questions.
Well, yeah, I was interested. I mean, I always try to make the most of the time that I spend, you know, I got dressed up, got a babysitter, you know, and I wanted to enjoy the time together. But, you know, that's what I was doing, but I knew there wasn't a spark.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like that was, like, I don't know, like a waste of, like, my time and money, you know? Like, it's like, did you just want, like, a free meal, you know? Like, I mean, like, if you knew you felt that way, like, why not offer to go Dutch and, like, tell me so I'm not messaging you and then, like, looking forward to an answer afterward.
Or another fishing trip.
Yeah. Look, I'm happy to send you money for my portion of the meal or the whole thing or whatever. I mean, I don't feel like it was a waste of time, you know, and, I mean, you sent me so many messages. You called, like, 12 times. I mean, you didn't get the message. That's kind of creepy.
Oh, ooh. You didn't tell us that, David. Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Well, it's my turn, actually.
Let's go for it. You know? We have to ask this, so... Oh,
we sent you a gift card to like Dick's Sporting Goods or Fred's Fishing World or something. Would you two want to meet again? Yeah, meet again for another go at this, or is this just a big? Are you a big no? Is this where are we throwing
no,
the fish back? Are
definitely
we throwing the
not. Okay,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, same here.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Well, guys. Thank you so much. We're going to hope that you both find other fishing holes. And yes. Bye, guys. Have a good fall.
Bye, everyone.
Okay,
thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
There'll be other fish in the sea.
That's right.
Or
in the pond. It's cement pond. David, Lauren, thank you.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Maybe I want to become a citizen of Switzerland.
Neutral, right? Great chocolates heard and had. It's very delightful.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, what the hell is this? This is the jazz version?
Oh, I think so.
I just want this. I gotta hold on a minute.
What are you doing right now? Because we do have a half price deal. We can
I
be
know,
saved
Lex.
By that.
I know. No, we don't need to. Hold on a minute.
All right.
Whew. The Andy Griffith Show.
Hold on a minute.
With Ronnie Howard.
Hello.
Hi. This is Jason and Alexis, and I'm just going to throw Mike in here too. We just got done with Second Chance Romance, and could you get that promo ready for new morning hosts and producer? We're just going to go ahead and
pound sign new hosts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Immediately. Tomorrow.
Yeah, if you could, you and Rocco can whip up a promo for a job. Okay. Three job openings. Mike's leaving too. Mike is already done with us. Yeah.
Wow, Mike has only been here a month.
I know. That's what second chance romance does to you.
Well, miss you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think it through a sec quick here.
Sure, sure.
Have you ever wanted to host your own morning show?
That's perfect. Yes.
Wait.
Producing, remember, say, do it again. And remember, Mike's job is open too.
Have you ever wanted to host or produce your own morning show in the fabulous Twin Cities?
Yes.
On My Talk 107.1?
Yes.
Like that?
Exactly like that.
Love it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hold it. I gotta add one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Based on the previous show's tenure, you don't have to be that talented.
Exactly.
Hang up immediately.
I'm hanging up on her now. Yeah. Okay.
No. Man, not talented, mediocre.
No talent required, Lex, for this job.
I mean, kind of true, but no, I'm just.
Yeah.
Yikes.